We play a song on Pride on Texas that asks, have you thought about the rural point of view? I come from a rural point of view. I was reared on a farm miles from even a small town and went to school and engaged in commerce in a small town. What I didn't expect to find was that all of the sudden the rural point of view is the pro-socialist, big government, no-to-markets view in the legislature. How rural lawmakers killed school choice legislation in Texas is the title of a big political story by Julie Chang and Dan Hill in the Austin American Statesman. It details how legislators from rural districts are those effectively defeating efforts at school choice and introducing competition into the government-run education racket. Liberal Republican Gary Vandiver of New Boston and East Texas was quoted as saying, "Rural Republicans, I think, really are kind of the pivot point in this whole discussion. I believe that anything that pulls anything from public school system rather than improving it is not good policy." Well, I'd argue that it is the American experience which tells us that the only thing which provides lasting improvement to any good or service has been competition. Without meaningful competition in any field of endeavor, we get slow to no innovation, experience bloated bureaucracies, and find institutions inwardly focused as opposed to upon the needs of customers. I've never been embarrassed of my rural background or point of view, but I'm damned embarrassed that a bunch of Republicans claiming rural roots favor a Soviet or Chinese-style state education system over one with at least some market forces at work. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.